On the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, told a parliamentary panel today that India informed Pakistan about strikes on terror camps only after their execution. This refutes Congress claims of prior notification. In a heated exchange, Dr. Jaishankar hit out at the Congress as being dishonest for misrepresenting his remarks on Operation Sindoor and on twisting facts. Joining us now, Advocate Mahima Singh of the Congress, Charu Pragya of the BJP, General Satish Dhua, and Ambassador Bhashwati Mukherjee. Mahima, let me come to you first. Why did Rahul Gandhi believe that Pakistan was actually informed of a military operation before it took place? Why would India, anybody, want to do that? I mean, it defeats the purpose, right, of a military operation.
Jai Hind, Vishnu, we believed what was told. How many times would you interpret words uttered by a former IFS officer? You and I understand, and so does your audiences, that an IFS officer in this country, the bureaucrats are rigorously trained, and IFS officers at that, rigorously trained to weigh every word that they speak. And today, that former IFS happens to be the external affairs minister of this country. We were hearing this interview he was giving to a journalist recently, and what does he say? Well, US was in the United States. I mean, what sort of a statement is that? And when it comes to the statement that is in question here, he very well said, I'll speak of two parts of that statement. First, he says, Pakistan was informed at the start of the operation. And then after, speaking of whatever he was saying, he concludes that statement by saying, well, Pakistan chose not to take that good advice, so we had to do what we had to do. What do you infer out of that?
No, but I'll tell you, Mahima, since I've covered this very closely, and in talking to the government, we were given the same information. When he said Pakistan was told of this and at the start of the operation started, and our DGMO went and told the Pakistanis, look, this is what we've done. India has no intention of escalating. That is the good advice that he's talking about. This is exactly what was conveyed to the Pakistani Director General of Military Operations. That Pakistani...
Let's do one thing.
No, no, half a second. I'll come back to you, Mahima. No, no, let me tell you the sequence of events, no, because I've learned of this myself. And then you come back. Let me make my point and then I'll come back to you next. All I'm saying is, at the start of the operation... meant, and this is what journalists were briefed as well, that shortly after the operations began, Pakistan, in a finite period of time, the DGMO was told, look, this is what we've done it. And the good advice, which Dr. Jaishankar refers to, is that, look, we don't want to escalate, but if you do, then we will. He was rebuffed at that stage by the Pakistani Director General of Military Operations, who said, we want nothing of the sort, and we're going to hit you hard. And that's when they attacked. But the same DGMO, a few days later, called up our DGMO and said, look, no, we want a ceasefire. Now, that is the factual sequence of events. Mahima.
See, Vishnu, we do not know till date who called for the ceasefire. We heard from the US. You and I know, and so do your viewers, it's not the DGMOs that take the call. So who took the call and when is still unknown. Okay, so be it. But let me just say that, just around those 2-3 days, Pakistan secured an IMF loan. India's lobbying failed. India's foreign policy failed. And what we are seeing is a failed external affairs minister to cover up for whom we are having to send out MP delegations. MP delegations whom any significant functionary of the US is refusing to meet. Did you see, we heard Mr. Shashi Tharoor, our Honorable MP, lead that delegation and speak in the US. But did you see that delegation meet any of the dignified functionaries in the US? We did not.
Because they're supposed to be doing that subsequently. They're traveling to Guyana. I believe they might do that subsequently. But 200 countries and 200...
I mean, how much...
There has been support from 200, Mahima. There has been support from 200 countries for India in this.
What sort of a support? Have they called Pakistan a terrorist? Has any single country called Pakistan
a terrorist? They have hit out at terrorism and many of them have criticized Pakistan as well. But anyhow, let me take that question.
We haven't come across a single statement where Pakistan was unconditionally criticized and India was unconditionally supported. What we have seen is
Let Charu come in. Charu, the point that Mahima makes is that there needed to have been stronger criticism by international countries of Pakistan in terms of the language they use, condemning Pakistan perhaps as a state sponsor of terrorism, which has attacked India. Has enough of that been done?
Vishnu, good evening and good evening to all our viewers. Before I answer your question, I would like to pick up from what Mahima said. She called our external affairs minister a failed minister. Tell me, Mahima, this kind of language and terminology, do you think that is helping the cause of India or helping the cause of Pakistan? When the opposition in India, the chief opposition in India, is determined to call the state of India and its external affairs minister a failure, you're helping the enemy state. I hope you recognize that every single time you open your mouth. The second thing is you talk about Dr. Shashi Tharoor and you say our MP, Dr. Shashi Tharoor. Well, let me remind you on this particular delegation, he's there representing India, not a political party, the state of India, the government of India. And this distinction Congress needs to learn to draw. My problem with the Congress party today is that they are siding with the enemy. They are echoing Pakistani sentiments. Questions that Pakistan is raising or the rumors that Pakistan floats on social media are echoed by the Congress party here in India. And that's a massive, massive issue. Massive issue, Vishnu. And I don't know how much more we can discuss this because it seems to be an issue that my entire country is going to be facing for a long time to come. When Pakistan went to UN, it had no support. 200 plus countries have spoken out in favor of India. When our external affairs minister spoke about informing Pakistan, that was doctrine, not disclosure. It wasn't a courtesy call, Mahima. It was a strategic deterrence call. And if Pakistan didn't want to pay heed to that deterrence, that is to their peril, not ours. It is sad if Congress cannot understand this, but worse still, it is sadder if you understand it and you twist it.
Okay, Pragya, half a second. Pragya, you made your point. Charu, Pragya, you made your point.
Can I add one more thing, Vishnu? Very quickly, if you'll allow me 20 more seconds. Our DGMO was very clear when he said he cannot get into operational and tactical details of Operational Sindoor. No one has said that the operation has ended now or it's come to a halt. None of this has been said by any Indian official. Operation Sindoor is still on. Yet Congress pokes and prods. What do you think this is? United Nations, but in a model format happening in a school?
Okay. All right. Mahima, go ahead and respond.
Yeah. I'll tell you what is playing against India today and what is perilous for the country. It is perilous for the country when Mr. Modi asks for a vote in the name of the army. It is perilous when one of the minister goes out and says that army should bow down to PM Modi. It is perilous for India's image today to say that wo roti khaye, nahi to meri goli khani padegi. Just today in this address that you are playing out on your screen, PM Modi said ki wo roti khaye, nahi to meri goli khani padegi. What does he mean? We need to, BJP needs to get over PM Modi's narcissism. This narcissism is toxic for this country's foreign policy. This narcissism is not helping us. This narcissism has led to India's removal from FATF's grey list in 2022, which was hard earned by PM Manmohan Singh long back, in 2008, then once again, few years later than that. But PM Modi and his government is absolutely falling out of the cause when they do not understand that the opposition is backing them unconditionally and that they need to take it.
All right, both of you, hold on for a second. General Dua, who isn't keen to get into political debates, joins us nonetheless. So as a independent sort of voice in this. General, at the end of the day, despite what political leaders from one side or the other seem to be saying, is it not your opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it was Pakistan, A, that came to the table, B, that India's overall military objectives in the context of this limited operation have been met, and C, that a certain message has been given to Pakistan, which doesn't mean that there won't be terrorism in the future, but in terms of a military operation, isn't it the Pakistanis who have suffered and been sent a message which India has never sent to them so strongly since perhaps the 71 war?
Jai Hind, everybody. Thank you, Vishnu, for that question. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to say something. this whole discussion, I won't get into the politics, but the whole discussion today is about the communication. All right, so three or four communications have been made very effectively. Let me start at the beginning. In the beginning, when we launched Operation Sindoor, it was a 22 minutes operation or 20 minutes or whatever. And after that, the DGMO, our DGMO, called the Pakistan DGMO and told him that we've done this, and we've done this in response to Pehlgam. We've struck only the terror hubs, and we have no desire to escalate it further. The onus is on you. I mean, implied there is the onus is on you. The same thing happened in 2016. After the surgical strikes, the DGMO had called the DGMO and said, we have done this in response to Udi. We don't, the onus of escalation is on you. Right. So that is one communication. I heard the two panelists speak that someone said, DGMO is not authorized to take a call. I understand DGMO is not authorized to take the call, but that's the official channel that is open in military matters. Right. So that is one communication that was made effectively and to good use. Second, after 4 days or 3.5 days, on the 10th, the communication was made from the DGMO of Pakistan, DMO as it's called, of Pakistan, asking our DGMO for ceasefire, because that is the military line of communication. And then, again, he's not authorized to make a call. Obviously, the decision is taken by the country, by the leadership. And then he communicated back that, okay, we don't want to escalate matters further anyway. We've been telling you earlier, so we will not. The ceasefire began. The last thing I want to say is, I think a strategic communication has been made by India, not only to Pakistan, but also to the rest of the world. There are several threads in that, or several bullet points can be raised, but I'll just pick two or three of them. First, India says we reserve our right to defend our interest, our nation, and that is even from terrorism. And that's what we've done. So we started off with India striking at the terrorist headquarters, hubs and headquarters, training camps. Next, we have also shown our political will, our resolve and our capability to do that, even to strike at military targets after Pakistan upped the ante. And when they struck at our military targets, we struck back at military targets in Pakistan, caused enough damage. Our integrated air defense came out much stronger, and their air defense crumbled at many places. And third, and I'll end with this, I think we have made a very good, bold strategic communication to the world that we will not take it lying down anymore. For us, a terrorist act is equal to an act of war, and we will respond accordingly. And this is what we have done. I've heard, and I'm sure over discussions, you and I have been speaking, and on many other channels that we discussed, we've heard from many international speakers, strategicians and think tank people. They said, nowhere in the world there is any other parallel of any country imposing its will on another country in 88 hours flat, and achieving what it set out to do, and thereafter it has not escalated forward. I think all in all, the communications have been very effective, and the last thing that is going on is this communication by these teams mixed teams that have gone out to different parts of the world. I think it by itself is not only the messages are good, it's a good statement that whole country stands together. And everyone speaking, regardless of our television debates, everyone speaking in one voice to convey the message that I just spoke about, that message to the world.
Mahima, should we not all be united in this? This is an area where, India appears to have done well. Our forces have done well for all the reasons which the general outlined. Why should there be a political difference on Op Sindoor? It's a fight against terrorism.
We revere our armed forces. We revere them for their valor, and a huge salute to the valor of our armies, Vishnu. But you know what is perilous for the army's valor is our Prime Minister's narcissism. I will spell it out again. It is Prime Minister's narcissism that is perilous to the valor of our armed forces. Him dressing up, in army uniforms and coming out and BJP putting up large life-size photographs and asking for votes in the name of marches of Pulwama, we still do not know where those four terrorists are. And when Mr. S. Jayashankar, our failed external affairs minister, was asked a question by a foreign journalist, a couple of days ago in an interview, I think just yesterday, whether Operation Sindoor was an open-ended operation still, he said, well, it is not my place to say whether it is an open-ended operation or not. You might find that clip online. It is very much available. But I should just conclude what I'm saying right now by saying, and with due regards to the army personnel on the panel as well, sir, Major General Naravane has called this opportunity a missed opportunity. He said that this government has missed it a third time in a row. And that is perilous for the country. And the BJP government has much to answer for. If not now, then maybe a few years down the line. But answers will have to be given. They will have to be held.
General Naravane, the former Navy, the former Army chief. Is that who you're referring
yes,
to?
Yes, indeed. Mind?
All right. Charu Pragya, please respond to those points. Go ahead.
I think Mahima is greatly missing the benevolence of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Mahima, her colleagues in the Congress party and Pakistan, they're all missing the benevolence of Dr. Manmohan Singh, because what did he do after a terror attack on our country? He wrote some letters. That is what Mahima wants the India of today to also be. Well, I'm sorry, Mahima. Your plans and that of Pakistan stand failed today because Modi ji is not the prime ministers of the past who wrote letters and justified
that.
Mahima, I did not interrupt you. I'm sure you can extend the same courtesy to me. Let's remember today, everything that, again, Mahima is saying is like a echo chamber from what Pakistan continues to talk about. And as for politicizing the army, you know, it was the Congress party that started putting out photos of our former Prime Minister Indira Ji after the ceasefire was called. They started it. They want to give credit to Indira Ji.
Mahima, one second. Let her make a point and I will come to you. Right? Charu Pragya, 30 seconds and then Mahima, 30 seconds. Please, go ahead.
So they are the ones who continue to politicize everything. But let's also see the difference a political will makes to the response of our nation. When Manmohan Singh ji wrote letters to Pakistan, India has retaliated not once, not twice, but thrice. And every single time it has hit hard. Enough for the tremors to be felt.
All right, Charu Pragya, I'm out of time. Mahima, I promised you 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Please refer to the BJP's Twitter handle and their tweets on the morning of 9th of May and 10th of May. I may be, either it is 9th of May or 10th of May. She's saying that we have started it. We referred to Indira Gandhi ji after India, at behest of Modi government, missed the opportunity. But on morning of 9th of May, if I am correct, or probably 10th of May, there were posters of PM Modi dressed as an army person and saying, Yachna nahi ab ran hoga. And hours after that, we hear from President Trump. And 8 times in 11 days,
All right. Bring the sound down. Everybody, I'm out of time on this. But personally, I do feel sad that this has to be politicized in the manner that it does at a time when, after such a long time, we've sent such a strong message across to Pakistan. Perhaps we need to be more united across political parties and across our nation on this entire issue.